But if you want to, I need a helper. Would you like to? You can say no. Okay, Charlotte, would you like to help me? Okay, I'm looking for somebody about your size. How old are you? 7, going on 38. Okay. So we had a story, we had a few stories today in our lessons, and the first story was a rather famous one. I know that in the English language, we use David and Goliath a lot to say how a little guy can take down a big guy. Is that normal in other languages as well? Okay, so David and Goliath is a universal thing.
Good.
Yeah, I figured, I mean, the story wasn't written in English, so we're good. Okay, so we have a David, right? And we have a Goliath. Who is the tallest person in this room that would be willing to...
Bob. Bob Angie.
You're the tallest. Would you, thank you for volunteering. Okay, so Goliath is on one side of the war here, and I don't have a sword, but I do have hiking poles. So this is your sword, and if you could please stand over here. So this Goliath was put forth by the Philistines to fight, and they basically said, there's pre-story to this too, but they basically said, here's our guy, let's do one-on-one here, all right? Let's do a one-on-one fight. Here's our guy.
Yay, Philistines.
And then the other side, the Israelites, put forward their guy. You're their guy. You're David. Okay? David stepped forward. Because David was like, you know what? God has saved me from the lion. Actually, you know what? Go ahead and get your insert, because you're going to need to look at some of the words here. So God saved David from a lion, a bear, right? So David was pretty much, if God can save, does this look like a lion or a bear? No. So if you survive a lion or a bear, you might be able to survive this. Okay, so Saul, who's like David's protector, why can't I, the guy who looked after David, said, okay, David, you're going to go after this guy. We've got to get you ready. So let's give you a helmet. Okay. What else would you need? You would need some combat boots. Think you can put those on? You can take your shoes off. Try it. Just try it. Okay, well, you don't have to put those on. You might need a sword. You grab that, okay? And you might need some sort of armor on your... Here, let's put this on. There you go. There you go, David. Okay, all right. You might need some more armor here. We got some shin guards for you in case anyone kicks a ball at your... Wait, that, I mean... Okay, how's this? Are you feeling good, David? How you feeling? Good? Okay, I don't have a shield, but I do have an umbrella. Okay, so here's your shield. Alright, so Saul wanted David to be really full of armor. Wait, but what did David say? When David was all dressed up like this, David said, nah, I can't even move. Do you think you could fight Goliath dressed like this? You can't even talk. Yeah, okay. So David basically said, I don't need any of this stuff. Right? So let's get rid of it. I don't need any of this. Take the jacket. It's good in the rain, though. Okay, we'll leave that there. No shin guards? Okay, we'll take those. The helmet kind of looks good on you, but we'll take it. So David takes off all the armor and just has one little thing. David has a slingshot. Okay, I don't have a slingshot for you. Is that okay?
Okay,
you'll be okay. Let's use our imaginations. We haven't done that yet. Okay, so David, this is it then. Here's your champion.
Yay!
Goliath. What?
A wolf.
A wolf or a pack of wolves. So you need to be ready. And what David used to do that was he had a slingshot and he would have pebbles in a little pouch, right?
He would twirl it.
And he would twirl his slingshot and then get the wolf, right? Mm-hmm. So David, in this story, took his slingshot. Are you ready? Do a little slingshot.
This is our turn.
And then he threw his rock at Goliath. Two big stories of faith. man with Jesus in this boat, they have been with him for a while. Jesus just got done preaching to the crowds all these different parables. Remember the parables, the stories Jesus told to tell us what faith is like and what the kingdom of heaven is like. And he was tired. That's why Jesus fell asleep in the back of the boat. Have you ever been on a boat or in an airplane when there's turbulence and you're freaking out and you see the person that's calm and you think, how in the world can this person be calm? This plane is going to fall apart. Or, you know, like you do those things with your head. I used to do that way. So I just never understood the people who were calm. And that's what happened here. It was like they were in this boat that was taking in water. And maybe it was going to go down, and they were so scared and looked at this person who was asleep and said, how in the world can this person be so calm? As if they didn't know who this person was. And we have been following Jesus for quite a while. There have been, I think we've all at least been in this church for about a year. Well, I think I might be the newest person here, maybe. I'm not sure. But, you know, at least before we came here, maybe we went to another church. Or we've heard the stories. Or we've read about faith. And yet sometimes in those days where our boats are being filled, we too are scared. And we too have trouble recognizing who Jesus is. And the faith that we will be okay. Now when that boat is taking on water, or when you are in the middle of something that is a little scary, you didn't necessarily forget about Jesus. Like, we don't really totally forget, right? But it's really hard to remember when all of that stuff is coming down on us. It's hard to remember when that boat is shaking in the water. It is hard to remember. But faith, in a way that we cannot describe, is something that we also have to experience in different ways. I may be able to tell you about my faith or how my faith has brought me through something, but you need to experience it yourself in order to understand how faith works in your life. It's not something I can give to you. It's not a story I can tell that will explain all of your answers and all of your worries. This is something that we are working on our whole lives. And sometimes our faith is challenged, right? Sometimes it's challenged. Maybe it's due to bad storms on the water, but maybe it's due to our belief system. Maybe we were raised in a way that our faith or our church told us that there was a line. And there were some people who were on one side of the line, and some people were on the other. And we were always on the good guy's side of the line, right? Maybe we were taught that. And it's hard when you grow up and you start meeting new people, and really, especially in a place like this, where we are from all over, literally we are from all over the world. And people who get out and see other parts of the world know that that line is not a very deep line. And sometimes that line is not even existent. I had a friend today. I like to get on Facebook in the morning and see what some of my friends are doing, because a lot of my friends are not around me. So sometimes I like to see, well, what happened when I was asleep, right? Because I'm about 8 hours ahead of all my friends. So I get up and I'm like, oh, what happened when I was asleep? Well, this month in June is when most of the world, but I know that in the U.S. we celebrate Pride. And Pride Month is when we celebrate or we listen to stories about people who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, queer, asexual, just all the differentness out there, that we're all different with one another, right? So that one is being celebrated. And I had a friend that he said something that made me think. He said, this month, there have been a lot of stories out there. People who are hurting. And he wrote on there and he said, you know what you should do today? Just go out there and tell people. disciples in the boat felt alone, as if they were sinking. And they looked to this person who had been so inspiring to them, and they were asleep. And they woke up Jesus and said, "Why are you not scared?" And Jesus said, "Peace, be still." The person who could calm the storm was in the boat with them. And sometimes, if Jesus isn't in our presence, because Jesus physically cannot be with us, but we can be Jesus to each other. We can say, "Peace, be still." We may be able to share our faith in this community, in the world, with one another. Sometimes faith is a verb. Sometimes we do our faith. And that, I think, is what these stories are telling us. That mountain that you need to climb, that Goliath you need to tackle, that boat you need to be inside sometimes when it's sinking, it's our faith that can help us get through that, and not our alone faith, our together faith. Jesus didn't say, "You guys are crazy, whatever, this is nothing. How those people on those turbulent planet, I hate it when they say that. Oh, it's just waves of air, the things you want to do." No, that does not make me feel better. Peace, be still. It's the person sitting next to me on that plane holding my hand that will make me feel better. It's sometimes the stillness inside, the Holy Spirit that gives us our faith when those storms are coming in. I leave that with you today. Also, that recommendation my friend gave me, I give you the recommendation. Go out there and tell people that you love them. Maybe it's one person, maybe it's everyone.